Good Wednesday afternoon, Metropolitan Indianapolis. It's 4:30 on Wednesday, August 12th, and you're tuned to 91.9 FM, the home of unpredictable music and the Indy's Trusted Servant Show. And since it's 4:30 on Wednesday, you're tuned to the Indy's Trusted Servant Show with yours truly, Danny O'Malley, Indy's Trusted Servant. What is Indy's Trusted Servant? Well, I do customer service training and keynote speaking about customer service. It's all about the culture of the organization. I learned all of that at the hand of the master, my late father, Joe O'Malley, who instilled it in me long before he created O'Malley Food Markets. If you're interested in learning more about that, why give me a call at 317-413-9062. What's the Indy's Trusted Servant Show? I like to describe it as lively local small biz and community talk where you can feel the pulse of Indy. And actually, today's show is a little bit of a mix of small biz and community talk. We have our annual visit from my friend and senior citizen guru, Jay Cox, a senior citizen consultant on financial matters. And we're going to talk about a variety of topics today surrounding senior citizens. Jay, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you, Danny. I'm Jay Cox, an independent benefits broker specializing in seniors' health care. And you can reach me by email at jcoxindiana@live.com or at my office in the Fort Harrison Office Park in Indianapolis at 317-559-2140.
We're a little early in the calendar for this, but I wanted to get it out of the way first. One of the things you do is help people figure out the intricacies of Medicare, and you offer a lot of seminars along those lines during the Medicare sign-up period, which starts in about a month and a half, right?
Correct. We can begin discussing the specifics of the 2021 programs October 1st, and then the enrollment season begins October 15th, lasting through December 7th.
And your seminars run through October, November?
Well, we'll be able to start the basic seminars in September because there's a lot of educating to do. Before we even get to the benefit selection process.
So if you want to come to one of those seminars, which are free, correct?
Sure.
How do you access the schedule and start looking for the schedule, I guess, the mid-September?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, just email me at jcoxindiana@live.com. I'll be glad to set you up with all that information because in these uncertain times, there isn't a lot of certainty yet in a schedule even as close as a couple months from now.
Yeah, boy, that's for darn sure. Whether people will even be able to gather in a couple of months, right?
That's right. So what I thought we would do today, Danny, since we can't really begin talking about the Medicare program, I thought I'd address a group of people we refer to as the underage crowd. Because
you're not talking about the under 21s.
Nope. In the Medicare business, if you're not 65, you're underage. So I hope you feel good about that. But, you know, I was just reading recently a magazine article that said, begin your Medicare planning at 64, meaning a year before you become eligible at age 65. But, Danny, I would amend that to say you should begin your Medicare planning and your health care considerations at 54 or even sooner if you want. If you're into planning for retirement, you've got to consider including your health care coverage and health care costs in that process.
And, you know, as Jay well knows, I'm well past the 64 threshold. And I can tell anybody that's out there listening, say, from 50 on, that I wish I'd have been more studious about Medicare long before I became eligible for it. And my situation, with having sold our grocery stores to Marsh, and then with Marsh having imploded 5 years later, I no longer had the stability I thought I was going to have, and I was eligible for Medicare pretty soon after that. I'd been thinking about retirement, but I realized, boy, I wish I'd have done more studying on this. So, and of course, things are even more flaky for people now, right?
Yeah, and you know what's funny about that? When the Medicare Advantage programs became available as an alternative to the Medicare supplement, along with the Medicare Modernization Act of 2005. And I was in on the very beginning of that program, so that means this is my 15th year of doing enrollments. But what that meant was, because of my age, for the first dozen years I was doing these programs about Medicare, I was part of that underage crowd too. And I'll tell you, having the opportunity to be working with what's now two generations of seniors, I've learned a lot of big lessons about this process.
Let's say somebody's 50 years old, got a good job. Maybe they don't have a good job right now, but what are the things they need to know and start thinking about, and what can they do to be proactive about this, even though they're not eligible for Medicare for a while?
Well, first you need to know what Medicare does and doesn't cover. That's why whether or not you want to learn something about Medicare before you get to that stage, it really behooves you to learn some of the basics. Now, I remember when I was underage, my attitude also was, I don't care about learning anything about Medicare till I'm at that age. But you know what, Danny? If somebody had said to me, let me give you some advice before you get to that stage, I think I would have listened, and if I had, I'd have definitely benefited from it.
There you go. That's what we're here to do today. So what's the advice?
Well, the advice is, we know the problems and we know the solutions. We're talking about the future of your health care. We know what's going to be coming. You don't need to wait until you're 65 to begin thinking about health care. And there's a couple great benefits in begin planning much sooner. The first off being all these products that you can enroll in to cover your health needs, which we'll get into shortly. But all of them are based upon the idea of the premium you're going to pay is based upon the age at which you apply. But then once you've got that program issued at that premium, those premiums will stay that way. And the advantage of getting in early is not only locking in the lower price, but also making sure that you get the coverage while you're still eligible for it, because it is an underwritten product. So while you've got your health, while you've got no serious problems with illnesses or accidents, lock in the coverage at the lowest prices that you can afford today, because you could very well look backward later on when you got to that 65 age, see what the costs are and say, gee, we should have gotten enrolled when we were younger and it was affordable.
Are you saying you can enroll at an earlier age even though you're not on the program?
I'm sorry, not enroll in Medicare.
Okay.
What I'm talking about is three concerns with health care. The first is the cost of hospitals and recovery. The second is the cost of critical illness. And the third is the cost of chronic illness, and in particular relating to long-term health care. The hospital and recovery process is something that you can enroll in at any age, because when you get into Medicare, if you choose the route that I advocate for people of taking the Medicare Advantage approach, where you have no premiums and you're subject to copays, if you get the programs for hospitalization, what that means is for every day that you have to be hospitalized and have a copay, you're going to be able to be reimbursed for it. And recovery refers to the process that it could take as long as a year for you to recover and get back to a normal life. All that time, there are many costs that are well beyond the coverage of not only insurance but also Medicare programs. But if you get them now, you will get those reimbursements when you need them.
Maybe this, you mentioned Medicare Advantage. For those that haven't looked into that yet, we need to go back to Medicare for just a minute.
Yes, we do.
Tell us what the Medicare Advantage versus the basic Medicare is.
Sure.
And what people should be thinking about along those lines.
Yeah. When you turn 65, you will automatically be enrolled in what's called Original Medicare, which provides you with two benefits, a Part A, which covers your cost of hospitalization, and a Part B, which covers doctors and surgeons. Although if you're still working, you can put off starting your Part B benefit as long as you're getting employer coverage. But since you don't want to be subject to the copays of Part A health hospital insurance, which is $1,400, and the Part B copays, which are 20% of the costs, you don't want to stay in Original Medicare when you've got the option to either go to what's called a Medicare Supplement or Medicare Advantage. And to be very simple about it, Danny, the difference all concerns the cost factor. Medicare is not free. It's never going to be free. You're either going to pay a monthly premium for your coverage, or you're going to pay the copays for the cost of care when you need it. With the Medicare supplement, you pay the monthly premium and have no copays. With the Medicare Advantage program, you don't have premiums, but you do have copays. And that's where these, what are called supplementary products or indemnity programs, come in for hospital coverage, for critical coverage, and even for the first part of long-term care.
And I can speak from personal experience. I have three prescriptions. I'm just short of 73 years old. I've been on these prescriptions since 2004 when I had a TIA, which is a minor stroke. And I can tell you that the fact that I'm on the Medicare Advantage program has been a big advantage just with the scripts. I haven't been in the hospital, right? So, but those scripts are expensive. And people don't think about that until it's too late.
Yeah, with the Medicare supplement that you've got, Danny, it covers your Part A and your Part B. You need to get another program also for your prescriptions, which is Part D. The Medicare Advantage program will provide you with A and B and D. It will include the prescription program, although the costs will be the same for the drugs, whether you're getting it as a standalone product with your Medicare supplement or included in the Medicare Advantage. The only difference is with the supplement, you also need to get a drug plan. With the Advantage, the drug plan comes with it.
Which is all too much to cover in one sitting here.
Sure.
That's why you need a Jay Cox to help you walk through all this stuff when the time comes. But I can tell you, I don't know anybody my age that's not taken scripts.
Sure.
So you need to think about those things ahead of time. We're going to take a quick break here in our discussion with Jay Cox, my senior citizens guru, to thank the host for the studios of 91.9 FM and the Unpredictable Music and the Indy's Trusted Servant Show, and to tell you a little bit about next week's show. Our host is My Pet Carnivore, a pet food distribution warehouse on Shelby Street in Fountain Square, where Paul and Susanna and their extremely busy staff distribute healthy frozen pet food to pet food owners only in 48 states. And I will tell you, there's trucks coming in and out of here all the time, picking up and dropping off. It's a very busy place. We want to thank them for hosting the studio. Next week's guest will be a person that I knew way back when we owned O'Malley's, and after we sold O'Malley's, I lost contact with her. And her name is Linda Rendelman, and she's involved with an organization called the Women Like Us Foundation. So if you're interested in women's issues, next week is a good show to listen to. So back to Jay Cox, and we were talking about getting things ready even beforehand. Did you want to say anything more about Medicare Advantage and all of that, or have we covered that well enough yet?
Well, as I said, there's actually three parts of the cost of Medicare Advantage you'll need to be concerned about having coverage for, because they'd be part of the copay process. Hospitals and the recovery afterwards are just the first. The second is the cost of critical illness, referring to cancer and also heart attacks and strokes, because this is still the leading cause of death. But more survival today, but at higher costs. 41% of men and 38% of women will contract cancer in their lifetime.
That's scary.
And 45% of the cost isn't covered by your insurance. So you need to pick up a program to cover that. And then the third part would be the cost of long-term care, considering how it will affect your family and how to pay for it if it does become a problem for you.
Well, you know what? We want to come back to that. But before we do, let me throw this in here. With all your clients that you got out there, how has the COVID impacted you and them? Is that too big of a question?
No, it's not. I don't know how to really how to credit all this, but I have had more clients die this year than any year I've been in business since the year 2005. But very few of them relate to the subject of COVID.
Was it mostly old age?
Yeah, lots of different issues. They seem to be compounding. But I always get very concerned when I see people who aren't taking the subject of COVID seriously. And I'll tell you why, Danny. I've become All my clients are personal clients of mine. I know them all personally. I've enrolled them all personally. I deal with them personally. One of my clients called me up to say that her son had died of the COVID disease. And a couple weeks later, she called me and she said on the day that she buried her son, her husband died.
Wow.
So I'm very sensitive about people who are not taking this illness seriously. And fortunately, all my clients get a really good homegrown newsletter we put out every quarter on the subject of everything you need to know about taking maximum advantage of Medicare to help get yourself through this series of problems we have today.
So it sounds like it in a way it's enhanced your relationship with your clients, right? More communications, maybe?
Yeah, this, you know, I'm in the customer service business. Every client I have is a personal client I've enrolled and I want to become part of and stay in touch with. And it's just, fortunately, all the clients I'm talking with, I haven't had any yet scoff at being responsible about this. And if they were, I'd tell them the story I just told you.
Yeah, that's some stark stuff. Well, what about you know, I ask all my guests to send some bullet points ahead of time. What about the statistics on long-term care did you want to talk about?
Yeah, I want to. Here's my professional opinion. The statistics on long-term care, as far as I'm concerned, are completely irrelevant because the simple fact is if you live long enough, someday you will need long-term care. And if you haven't taken the precautions to prepare for it in advance, it'll be too late when you need it. But if you do reach the stage where you've advanced in your senior years and you want to be living with dignity and self-control and self-containment, you need to be planning for your health care. And there's absolutely nothing more important than providing to be able to receive long-term care from professional services when you need it. Not just the daily activities that would relate to the assistance of home health aides, which our long-term care will help you with, but more importantly, where you're living and how you're getting your care. Because you know what, Danny? Getting a long-term... I have people tell me I'll never go into a nursing home. Well, you know what? The best way to never go into a nursing home is to get a long-term care policy. And I'll tell you why. Because it will pay for you to be able to get the services in your home that you would have to go into a nursing home to get. Now, it's going to be unavoidable that your situation may advance beyond how well you can be treated by the doctors and nurses that come into your home. But the point is, you can get the services of doctors, nurses, therapists, and home health aides coming to your home and pay for it from your long-term care policy.
And I take it you've got connections to all those sort of folks that can keep you at home, right?
Oh, sure.
So that's part of the, the service that Jay Cox offers, right?
Yeah, but more importantly, it's necessary to understand that there are really two different ways you can get long-term care, either through what's called a traditional approach or another approach that's called asset-based. And I have my reasons for deciding which of those I want to recommend to people, and I have reasons I can explain why they would be best for your particular need.
Okay, we're going to take one more break and come back with Jay Cox and look forward a little bit, if he will help us, talking about the future of Social Security, for one thing, which I'm almost afraid to hear what he's going to say. But we'll be right back with Jay in just a minute. We want to thank the host for the studios here at 91.9 FM, and that is My Pet Carnivore, pet food distribution warehouse on Shelby Street in Fountain Square, where Paul and Suzanne and their extremely busy staff distribute healthy frozen pet food, mostly dog and cat, but there are a few additions to that, to pet food owners in 48 states. And so, boy, this stuff must really work. My guest next week will be an old friend who's just reappeared on the scene here in Indianapolis, and that is Linda Rendleman, and she's with an organization called the Women Like Us Foundation. So next week we're going to talk about women stuff and the Women Like Us Foundation. Back to Jay Cox. Let's look ahead a little bit. You wanted to bring up what's the outlook for Social Security?
Sure, thank you. Yeah, sometimes people are surprised to hear me talk about this when I say that I'm a specialist in seniors' health care. But seniors' health care is just part of what we call our social insurance pact with our federal government. Our social insurance pact concerns both Medicare and Social Security programs. Now, as far as the Social Security goes, the best thing I can say is to prepare for the worst, Danny.
Yeah.
It's not going to go away, but the day is coming sooner than we expect where the fund is going to reach the stage where the pool of resources it's drawing upon to make up the difference between what's paid, what's collected in taxes and what's paid out, it's going to come sooner than we think, and it's going to amount to looking at sizable losses of income. Just because just think of today, if you were living on Social Security and all of a sudden you got a 20% cut in the amount of money coming in, that 20% is a big chunk to make up for if you aren't planning for it.
And it gets more complicated. COVID obviously is going to impact all of this too. If there are less people working, less people are paying Social Security taxes, and that's going to hasten this.
That's right.
And not only that, it appears that sometimes the Congress and people in Washington get into the Social Security funds and lessen them for all of us. So you're right. It's not going to go away, at least while you and I are alive. Now, Pace sitting over here, I don't know if he's going to make it there because he's a young guy. Because we're not having that many people Pace's age listen to the show. But even if you're in your 30s and 40s and you're trying to factor Social Security in, it's not going to be the same, right?
Yeah, if you're 10, 12 years or more out, all I can say is don't expect that the system we have today is going to be the same system that will be available to you when it comes your turn to be part of the process.
And the other factor in that is inflation and the devaluation of the dollar.
Sure.
So during COVID, I just heard this today, if you had $1,000 when COVID started, it's worth $900 now. Now, we hope that will get reversed, but we can't say for sure that it won't go the other way, right?
That's right. Ask me after November 3rd, and I'll give you a better answer then.
Or maybe even a year from November 3rd, but we don't want to get too political there, but you just don't know what's going to happen with all of that. Well, we've got about five more minutes left, Jay. I don't know that we've covered everything. You got a lot of notes there. What haven't we talked about that you want to talk about?
I'd like to talk about a concept that we refer to in healthcare called the family tree. If you can step back and envision in your mind a big tree in front of you, let's say you put yourself at the base of that tree. Going up the trunk about halfway, we're going to start putting in the other members of the family. On the left side of the tree, put your mother. On the right side of the tree, put your father. And then up at the top of the trunk, on your mother's side, put your mother's mother, your mother's father. On your father's side, put your father's mother and your father's mother. And then factor in as the branches, their brothers and sisters, and even the siblings you may have had. We're doing that because we want to look for signs of situations where genetics might show that you are subject to developing either the subject of cancer, heart attack, stroke,
diabetes.
The point is, if you can look at all those people in your family tree, if you can see at least two of them that have the same problem, even Alzheimer's issues.
Oh yeah.
If you can see in that family tree at least two other people who've had the same problem, that means you're subject to developing it yourself as well. Just from a layperson's point of view, without getting into genetic testing, that's as accurate as we can be. And that's where it comes into using these products I've talked about, like getting insurance, or indemnity. Oh, I should explain this, the difference between insurance and indemnity.
Please do.
What indemnity is going to do, it's going to pay you a cash benefit if something occurs. It can't pay the bills for you, because if it did that, technically you would have to count that as earned income and pay tax on it.
Yep.
So you, hospital indemnity is a perfect example. You go in the hospital with the Medicare Advantage program, you've got a daily copay of $300. All you have to do when you're discharged from the hospital is file those papers, and that $300 will be paid to you in a couple weeks, well before the bill from the hospital ever comes, for you to have to pay your share of what Medicare says you pay. So look for those situations where you have those kinds of problems, and know that we have programs available, because it comes out to a situation of, would you like to pay a penny for the coverage, or would you like to pay a dollar if it happens?
And back to the family tree here. Both my mom and dad had 8 brothers and sisters, so I had a lot of aunts and uncles. Let's discount the aunts and uncles by marriage. On my mom's side, out of the 9 kids, including my mom, 3 of them developed Alzheimer's. That's 1/3. My mom was one of them. So that's where the family tree thing can come in really, really handy, as an example. But there were a lot of cancers on both sides, but a lot of that had to do with smoking, too. So discount that, but I can't discount the dementia thing. That's the kind of thing you can learn from the family tree thing.
Sure. And one other thing I would point out in the few minutes we have left, just know this. There are more ways to pay for the kinds of coverage we're talking about than you can begin to imagine. It's great to work with seniors, Danny, because they're so knowledgeable and so experienced. But the flip side of that coin is a saying we have in this business: you don't know what you don't know. There are ways that we can work with people to show them sources of financing, maybe even what we call lazy dollars, that are sitting there being underutilized, just in an account where they may be earning a money market rate of 0.5%.
Or could be a life insurance policy you don't
need. Or life insurance policies. There's lots of ways, if we can develop an understanding of your financial situation, there are lots of ways, and I'm an accountant by education, I know how to work with these numbers, that we can show you how to reposition assets to provide you with coverage that you might have never dreamed you would have been able to have. So the point is, you can't go it alone in retirement anymore. You need the help of a professional, especially a professional like myself, who's not a fee-based planner. I'm not like the attorney that turns on the clock
the
every time you sit down. That's right. That's right. I prefer the approach of working on what I call a pay-for-performance. If I help you find a program that you like and want to enroll in, the company that you enroll with will pay me for helping you get their coverage. So find yourself somebody who knows what they're doing, knows what they're talking about, to make you think of things you may not be considering. Don't think you can go it alone, because it's not that kind of world anymore. You've got to be a proactive consumer, and you've got to find a professional who will help you do it.
Social Security and Medicare are great things for folks my age, but you need help with them, right?
That's right, and especially with the earlier generation, those of you who are in your 50s, you know, we've taken care of the kids, we've taken care of college, it's now time for you to start planning, and if you're doing retirement planning, you can't discount the need to do health care planning as well.
Jay Cox, give us your contact info one more time.
Sure. You can reach out to me at jcoxindiana@live.com or call at 317-559-2140. That's 559-2140. Our headquarters is in the Fort Harrison Office Park, but we also have satellite offices in Noblesville, Carmel, Fishers, actually 2 in Fishers, Plainfield, and Greenwood. And we are like the old-fashioned family doctor. We do make house calls, of course, observing social distancing and wearing protective masks.
There you go. Jay Cox, my senior citizens guru. And don't forget, folks, he's got those seminars coming up on Medicare. Start going to that website in September to find out those dates. We'll see you all next week with Linda Rendleman of the Women Like Us Foundation.